Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, my name is Ben Brown, and I'm the director and curator of the Clark Historical Museum located in Old Town Eureka. While the museum houses this region's history, the museum itself has a great history. The Clark Museum was founded by Cecile Clark and was originally located at Eureka High School as she was a history teacher there. Once the collection outgrew the space, Ms. Clark purchased the old Bank of Eureka building on the corner of 3rd and E Streets and moved the collection down in 1960. This building is by far our most cherished artifact. Not only does it provide us shelter, but it is now 105 years old and is a beautiful example of a classical revival building constructed from local Mad River granite. At the time of construction, the bank touted that the building was a grade A fireproof building as it was constructed with no wood, safeguarding people's money from fires, which were very common at that time. Nellis Hall, the Native American wing, was once the Liberty Theater, where everything from vaudeville to movies were played. This building fell into disrepair and sat empty for many years until George Mann, the owner of the theater, worked out a deal where he would donate the land to the museum if the city agreed to build the wing, which they happily did, completing construction in 1979. Today, this wing houses our world-famous collection of local Native American baskets, regalia, and stoneware. On exhibit in the main hall is the fantastic new exhibit, Cars, Culture, in Humboldt County in the 1950s, an exhibit showing the impact of car culture in our region. From car clubs to hardtop racing at Redwood Acres and drag strip racing at the Arcata Eureka Airport in McKinleyville, including a section on women's fashion and many one-of-a-kind artifacts, this exhibit has something for everyone. Of particular interest from the Carl Schneider collection is a trophy from Lou Barrero, who won first place in the 1955 Salinas race. While Barrero's racing prowess is well known, many speculate that the main reason he won was because the crowd favorite tragically died en route to the race on September 30th, the day before the race, and was none other than Hollywood star James Dean. Dean's tragic death sent shockwaves throughout the nation as this young star's life was suddenly cut short in that terrible accident. This exhibit is co-curated by Jack Moore and Bill Morrill, with items loaned from Leon Warmoth, Carl Schneider, and Chuck Ellsworth, and is sponsored by AAA and will be up until January 7th. The museum always has a permanent section devoted to honoring local veterans, which currently has a display remembering the Korean War. On exhibit are uniforms from local men Robert Palmrose, Major Rucker, Grant Ferguson, and Ernest Gutierrez, with information on what many call the Forgotten War. The Clark Museum is always creating new exhibits. Please come by for a visit and become a member or volunteer to help support local history, as we are devoted to preserving and presenting this region's history. We're open Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 4, and every Arts Alive. This is Ben Brown for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.